I was asked to come up to the north, northeast. There was a young man up there about 40 years old. He had, I had a cancer behind his eye. So we went up there. I mean, we went up there for this man. We flew up there and we spent a couple of days with them and everything. And I don't do this much anymore. I just don't have the time for one-on-one no more. I just don't have it. But that couple, we went up there and I asked him, I said, what are you looking at that you should not be looking at? God says in the Word, if your eye offends you, what are you supposed to do with it? Pluck it out. Somebody said, he didn't really mean that. Yes, he did. He meant pluck that sucker out. Because if it's causing you to do something you ain't supposed to, I said, are you watching any kind of pornography? Oh, yeah. Well, I look at pornography all the time. I said, do you know when you look at that pornography, you're sinning against your wife? I said, you know you're guilty of adultery when you look at that pornography? And that's, you're looking at it with your eyes, and then God's going to put out your eyes. He's going to stop you from doing this. Somebody said, I ain't never heard nothing like this. Well, let me tell you. So anyway, he said, well, if I only knew what faith was. I said, faith, believing the Word of God and letting it come out of your mouth. You release your faith with your tongue. You speak the Word of God. This is the way it works. So anyway, it's kind of hard for people to learn how to walk in faith. I mean, it took me a long, long, long time to get there. So anyway, she said, well, I'm going to fix y'all dinner. I said, okay, so she fixed us a nice dinner that evening, and we all sat around the table with all her kids and everything, and we were eating. And when we get through, she says, would y'all like a cup of hot tea? It was cold up there in the north, you know. So, why, sure, we love tea. So she put two cups down there and two tea bags there and poured water out of the kettle and let it steam. And then a few minutes, she said, would you like some honey in your tea? I said, I love honey in my tea. Cheryl said, I do too. So she pours a spoon in Cheryl's and a spoon in mine. And then she said, you know, would you like some half and half in your tea? Cheryl said, sure. I said, sure, no problem. So she goes over to the refrigerator, gets a, looks like, brand new jug, opens it, it's brand new, and goes over and pours a little in Cheryl's tea, and immediately it just curdles. And she said, I can't believe it. I just bought this morning. It can't do this. I said, God did this to show you how to walk in faith. She said, what do you mean? I said, now then, the Lord clearly says in His Word, I'm going to take you to this scripture and show you this is what you can have. Did we show you a while ago in Proverbs 18:21, that life and death in the power of your tongue? I'm going to take you to Mark 11, 23. And I want you to see Mark 11, 23, what you can have with your tongue if you believe it with your heart. Now, this is Jesus. This is under the new covenant. This is what's available to you. For verily I say unto you, first of all, verse 22 says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now, this is the secret of how to walk in faith, having faith in God. Then he says, for verily I say unto you, now you can put your name there, put Thurman there, or your name, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That's a pretty awesome statement the King made to you and me. You know that, brother? That's no limitations on that, is there? So I said, you know, that scripture, Mark 11, 23, says I can have anything I can say with my mouth if I can believe with my heart. I said, so God is going to allow me to show y'all how faith works, how you can be healed. I said, you just saw the two tea bags, the same water, the same honey, everything put in these cups, and you saw us both stirring them, shaking the bag around, and then you saw the half and half put in Cheryl's cup, and it just curdled. I mean, just turned to this, you know, awful looking stuff. And everybody, the woman jumped back. She said, my goodness, that's bad. I said, no, God did this to show you how to walk in faith. I said, now then, you take that same can of little box of half and half, you pour it in my cup, and when I stir it, I'm going to guarantee you it's going to be smooth and it's not going to curdle. You know what the enemy will always say? You fool. It ain't going to work for you this time. See, this is when you got to throw him away. This is when you got to say, it's written, Jesus said it, I'm trusting Jesus instead of that other voice. I said, pour it in my cup and I guarantee it'll be smooth. Man, everybody at the table was looking, the children, everybody was just eyes glued on my teacup. They poured it, she poured it in there, and I stirred, and it was the most beautiful, smooth, and clear you ever saw. I said, now, God did this to let me show you how to walk in faith. I said, now then, if you will believe him, and you will repent of your sin, you'll turn off that computer and stop looking at that pornography and believe God, I said, I guarantee that tumor behind your eye will go away. He did. And we prayed. And it went away. And he got well. And now he's happy as he can be. And then, within a year, they called and said, it's coming back. What do you think my first question was? Have you been looking at pornography again? He said, Thurman, I just can't help myself. Try to explain that to God, huh? I can't help myself. Now, if you want to be delivered from, if you got pornography in your life and you want to be delivered, if you got drugs in your life, you want to be delivered, you got alcohol, you got sex, anything that you're doing that you want to be delivered, God has a scripture in his word that'll deliver you. Let me show you. He didn't miss nothing. I'm going to take you to Joel 2:32. Joel 2:32. I want you to see this awesome verse. I've seen people delivered of everything known to man in the last 20 years. I have used this verse, Joel 2:32, and it shall come to pass. Now, don't you like these things that God puts in his word? Yeah. It shall come to pass? Not maybe. Not I hope it will. But it will. I mean, and who wrote the book? God did. And it shall come to pass that whosoever. He didn't put no limitations in there, did he? None whatsoever. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I don't care what you've got. You see there, young lady, you could have anything and you could call upon the Lord. Yeah. Now then, let's go to Jeremiah 1:12. Let's go to Jeremiah 1:12. I'm going to read Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord to me, thou hast said well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. In other words, I'm watching over my word to perform my word. In other words, if you want to get healed, you're going to have to find you a scripture. First of all, first thing you got to do to get healed is to repent. Repent. I got tickled one time. I was up in the north, and I'm teaching about the first thing you got to do is repent. And then you can get healed after you repent. In fact, one of the places, the benefit package, Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5, I'll take you to this benefit package, and I'll show you what the Lord says here. And Psalm 103, verse 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now, when's the last time you went down the road, or you walked into a place of business, or you walked in to have lunch somewhere, and you said, bless the Lord? About a half hour ago. I can believe that was you, Joseph. But you know, a lot of people don't do that. You know, I was amazed. I went to camp one time with Tim when he was in the fifth grade. He's about 10 years old up in Oklahoma. And, of course, I was going to be one of the dorm fathers or whatever you want to call us. there with these boys. I had 10 boys in my cabin that I was looking after that week. And when I went to the little place where they eat every day, of course, I prayed over everything. You know, I don't care if the boys, you know, I mean, I just tell them, boys, y'all can sit down there, but I'm going to pray over this table. So I just stand up there and, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless this food in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And you would think some of these people from school might have been Christians, but there wasn't nobody else blessed their food. Nobody. Not a single person. If they did, they did it silently. But that's me. I've never been a silent person. I make lots of noise. And so I guess it was the second day, there was a lady came to me, and she came up kind of real quiet, said, "Sir, do you pray over your food all the time?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I sure do." She said, "Wow, I never seen anybody come to a place like this and pray out loud." I said, "You know, the Lord tells me to do this. What does he say there? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. And forget not all his benefits." Now then, if you're blessing him, if you're thanking him, praising him, and you're not ashamed of him, and you're blessing him and blessing your food wherever you go to eat, and you're not ashamed to talk to him around your friends and everything else, then he says he has a great benefit package that's yours. Wow. Now, who is it that would not love to have a good benefit package? I mean, who is it that ever goes to work for a big company and walks in, and the guy says, "You know, we have this great benefit package." "Oh, I ain't interested in benefit package. I just want to go to work." No. We have after a year, we get 2 days of sick leave. "Well, I don't want that. I just want to work." "No, but after a year, you get a week's paid vacation. After 5 years, you get 2 weeks paid vacation." "I don't want the vacation. You can just keep it." "And we got a 401k. We put money in your 401k. "I don't want none of that junk. Just give me my paycheck and forget all the benefits." "Well, we got a dental plan." "I don't want none of that junk. I don't want nothing." No, that's not the way it works, is it? You tell them everything you got, and the guy says, "Is that all? Is there any more?" That's the way we are, right? Now, the benefit package. Well, let me tell you, you ain't never seen a benefit package like this one. Let's see what he says. If you blessed him in verse 3 and 4, let's see what he forgives. How many of your iniquities?
All.
Now, what do you got to do to get him to forgive them? Ask.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Leave a Jesus Trail," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.